No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got the Island Boys in the building. How you guys doing?
What's up with you, man?
I don't know. I was just seeing you guys making out on Instagram, and I just wanted to find out what the hell was going on.
Instagram or Twitter?
Honestly, I've seen it on both platforms.
Yeah, OnlyFans, man. That's it. You feel me?
Okay, so let's start with that, though. Where did the thought process of you guys making out with each other on OnlyFans come from? Because this took me and everybody else in the world kind of by surprise.
Yeah, so it was kind of unexpected, but we started off by just showing us, like, with our underwear on Twitter, and they're like, people were like, it was almost like they're like, you guys won't kiss. And I thought about it, like, for a couple of days, and I'm like, wait, that'd be a good idea. I did some research on it, like, kissing your brother, is it illegal? Is it a problem? Stuff like that. And it's actually not that big of a deal. In some religions, they do it. So, yeah. I don't know about making out, but kissing, yeah.
Okay. So when I think about making out with my sibling, like in my case, I have a sister, so it's kind of hard to imagine having a twin brother. But I feel, I don't know, like a natural biological sense of revulsion by the idea. And even like, well, I you know, I'm heterosexual, so I guess that kind of makes sense. But like, even I'm looking at one of my friends who's sitting right here, and I'm trying to picture myself making out with him, and it just really sounds unappealing. How did you get over that? Were you disgusted by the idea at first, or how, like, I don't even know where to go with this. Like, how did you feel about it?
I mean, we're twin brothers. We came out the womb together. We grew up together. It's not really disgusting if it's twins. Your friend, you don't really know him like that. We're still heterosexual. Yeah. So we still pussy. We kind of just made out or whatever. We kissed, and then we just like looked the other way for a few minutes and couldn't, like, you know, look at each other. But it wasn't that big of a deal. Just a kiss.
So it didn't feel sexual?
It didn't feel, if you don't put too much thought to it, it didn't feel sexual.
Okay, interesting. So it was just for OnlyFans? This isn't something that you guys would have ever thought about doing before?
We never thought about it, no. With off camera, no.
Okay, and was this was something people were requesting a lot on OnlyFans, I'm guessing?
Yeah, see, we did it with another kid, but we realized, like, they didn't like it that much, so they was more fond with the idea of two twins doing it. So we're like, okay, and I just went along with it.
So you kissed another dude and the people didn't really care about that so much?
No.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, because when the clip came out, it was insanely viral. Like, I noticed even, like, on the No Jumper page, it was like 400,000 likes and then like 300,000 shares, which really stood out to me. It's one thing to like a video. It's another thing to be like, oh, the homies got to see this. And then I thought about it. I'm like, well, I guess I did text it to a couple of people. So a lot of people apparently thought this was so newsworthy that they just kind of had to talk about it.
Well, it was trending on Academic's page for sure.
Right. His was probably the biggest one.
And like, if your mom knew who we were, they're like something that talk about, because people already don't like us. So like, hey, look, we got something on them. They kissed each other. So we kind of knew it would go viral.
Right. Okay. So, you know, this is a conversation that I've had with a few different male stars where they've told me that on their OnlyFans, because so many of their subscribers are gay men, that there always is going to be this really intense pressure on them to take zesty photos, to, you know, put their booty on the kitchen sink and take a selfie like that, and then going even beyond that, to put stuff in your butt, to maybe take a dildo and jam it down your throat, or even worse stuff, you know. But some of these guys have told me that they really, like, stick by the code of, oh, we're not gonna do anything like this. We're gonna keep it as, you know, something that they're more comfortable, because they don't want to start going down that slippery slope.
No, we work for an agency. I mean, we do post pictures. You know, what you just said, there's a lot of zesty guys and stuff like that. I mean, we support the LGBTQ community just as much. There's no problem. It's like saying you don't like black people if you don't support the LGBTQ. So if you got a problem with gays, then I don't know. Like, that's a weird thing that you have going on. But I'm not assuming that. I'm just saying. But yeah, there's guys that request certain things, but what's it called? We do share photos that are not zesty, but we're confident in our body. Yeah, so for example, like when you're fucking a girl, you've done these videos before, you're fucking her, you might have an angle where it's showing your butt.
Yeah.
So it's things like that, but you know, it's up to you if you want to stick it up your butthole and stuff like that. I have yet to take it that far yet, but I mean, I would say kissing my brother is less than sticking something up my butthole for sure.
It's definitely less, but it seems like it's kind of the same spectrum. So if you do make out with your brother and you make good money off that, at some point the audience is going to get kind of sick of that, 100%. And they're going to want you to, you know, have your brother fist you or something. Like, is that off the table?
Okay, that right there, there's rules and stuff like that. That right there, you can't do.
You can't do that on OnlyFans. I'm glad you know that. Yeah.
You can't. There's rules and stuff. He can't touch me. He can't, like, as in like fisting or sexual intercourse or anything like that. He can't do that with me. No, that's not. When you subscribe to my OnlyFans, it's like me collabing with a female, fucking her. Just like if you showing off our body part, showing our body part, showing my penis, of course, I'll show my ass. I show shower videos. I show me jerking off and nutting and showing my nut in my hand. That's 100%. What's fucking. But you're not gonna see us fucking each other.
What if you do a prank where you jerk off into your own hand and then you run in while your brother's sleeping and you just wipe it all over his face?
What? That came from you. That came from your imagination.
Bro, I'm telling you, I got a lot of good ideas.
For sure, I can tell. How do you feel that you're?
Okay, we'll get to that later. Don't worry. We already talked about that a lot. So once you realize that, like, you're down with the making out thing, though, is there like a dollar amount that you're just kind of waiting for in order to, you know, let your brother slip his pinky finger up your butt or something? Like I'm just trying to figure out how you're going to get to the next level with all this.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's going to have to be $1 million or something like that. Yeah.
Or just to jerk him off, just grab his dick and just sort of hold it and just wiggle the skin back and forth. What about that?
I don't know if there's a dollar amount.
Can I ask you a question? Would you do a three-way with your Jason Love and you and Lena?
Well, he's currently blacklisted from my wife's vagina, but with someone else, probably, yeah.
Why is he blacklisted?
He's running his mouth.
He's running his mouth.
Yeah, he got a little too spicy there for me. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, but she liked the fuck, though.
She did. Yeah, it was a lot like you guys making out. Okay, so.
I don't know about us making out. It wasn't that sexual. They actually had sexual intercourse.
No, they did, and I'm sure you guys will get there. But actually, that was one weird thing about it is you didn't really seem like you were super into it when you were making out with each other. Like, what was going through your head while you were kissing your brother?
It just happened. Yeah, just like, you feel me? Like, we just kissed each other because that's what people requested. So yeah. Like,
business is business.
I didn't think of it too much. Mm-mm. I didn't think of it too much. It wasn't something like, oh, that makes me gay. I know at the end of the day.
Let me ask you this. Like, so a lot of people, when they talk about my wife doing the scene with Jason, they think that we did it because we're broke, which is not actually true, but I don't blame people for thinking that because that does kind of seem like a plausible explanation. And I know a lot of people say the same thing about you guys. Like, are you guys hurting financially? And is that what led you in the direction of making out on OnlyFans?
No, we're not hurting financially. And actually, one of the reasons on why I actually was not having no problem releasing that video is because it's kind of funny how everybody started talking about two tatted twins kissing each other. They revolved their whole mindset on that. But when it came to like anything other than that, things don't go that viral. So like if the whole world wasn't fucked up in the head negative, right? Why do you care about two twins kissing each other? So I noticed that it was trending. I noticed that it went super viral, but you know, it could be somebody else feeding the homeless. They're not really going to pay attention to that too much. So that's what I find a little bit weird, but
That situation with you guys is almost exactly like the thing with my wife where people were drawn to it and couldn't help but talk about it because of the fact that it was just something so extreme that they could have never imagined it in a million years. A successful guy, a YouTuber, now granted a porn star, which to me I thought made it like less interesting, but apparently people didn't care about that, letting his wife sleep with another man. I feel like even for me, I've known a lot of gay people. I've known some twins. I never even thought about the idea of two twins making out with each other, never mind for OnlyFans. It was kind of, and I feel like most people, that's why it went so viral.
No, yeah, it's different for sure. But what do you think? What do you think about, like, did your wife, Lena, did she always wanted Jason Love to fuck her?
I don't think it was so much about him fucking her so much as she just knew that if she shot a scene with a different dude, that it would be extremely viral.
I feel like, no, I thought I saw a scene where she'd been requested for months, but I'm probably.
We did a TikTok in January that made a joke about it, and then we ended up actually doing it. So it started out as a joke, and then it became reality.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, but I feel like the internet is just like, it's weird. You just got to be very unique nowadays. You got to be extra. So people that are watching, don't be surprised when you start seeing a lot of weird shit from anyone. I'm not just saying from us, but like, I mean, it's just bound to happen. It's just, you know, sometimes people like try to test it at that point. And here we are. We got one guy that let his woman get fucked by another man. I'm pretty sure you really don't give a fuck when the lights are off and us making out for, you know, whatever.
Would you guys hit a 69?
Like 69 in sexual, like the sex position?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Basically, like you would both have your dicks in each other's mouths at the same time.
No.
So a blowjob is off the table in general?
Yeah, we would fuck a girl together. Yeah, we'd do trains, yes. Penetration all the time. Yeah.
Do you guys do that kind of stuff frequently in terms of the trains?
Not frequently, but especially when we're younger. Yeah, but we do that
we'll do that.
Okay, so I know you guys used to be bloods. Does this maybe worry you? Because from what I've heard, you probably aren't going to be getting any invites to any other gangs in the future based on the whole homosexuality thing.
I don't think they're worried about that.
Yeah, I don't think they're worried about that. I also see you put a durag on and go live. That shit was in there.
That was actually my wife beater, and it was taking a while for the AC to kick in, so I just took my wife beater off and tied it around my head, but yeah.
But Adam, you be having me roll, bro. You're too funny, dog.
I'm glad we're back on good terms because I can't remember what it was, but we were screaming at each other in the DMs like a couple months ago or something.
Well, you let a guy on, make up lies about us on the internet, say that we went broke when in reality the other guy is super broke. And the whole entire time we never went financially broke. It never went that way. I mean, have I hit my lowest? And actually when he talked about us, I wasn't even nearly as close as broke. Me okay. Either. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I've hit my lowest, but
me too.
It's just he went on there lying, and you completely gave him a platform. And if you look at the Google Trends, you see it spiked.
While you let that man say we was broke, I was definitely not broke. I showed my save to whatever his name is, Spark, that wannabe pimp guy, church, whatever his name is.
Okay.
I showed him $600,000 cash. I tried to show it to you, but you put him on the phone with me for some reason.
So that I will defend him because his name was Poker, right? Poker the Jew or some shit. And I believe he had a YouTube clip on No Jumper that was called So-and-so says that the Island Boys are broke and also possibly gay. And to be honest, I thought that the gay thing was like a total joke at that time. And now it seems like maybe he had the prophecy.
But now it's not a joke. But we're not gay at all. We just kissed each other. But the broke part is not true at all.
Okay.
He never walked in no bathroom of us. That's all a lie.
Dick.
And if anything, I walked in a bathroom one time and he had a little dick taking a shit with the door open. And I said, oh my God, and I walked out. That's
part
of what he's talking about. No, but in reality, bro, we were taking care of a bunch of people, right? And we let them live with us and stuff like that. And they get mad, so they go on your podcast and you were letting them on and you're giving them airtime for what?
Well, I'm glad that we can clear it up because at that time I was just really trying to get to the truth of the matter.
No, at that time you were trying to make us look bad.
Yeah, you could have just talked to us if you really, in reality,
because you was mad about the DMs that I sent you. And I didn't mean to say nothing about your daughter or your family.
I never thought
about beefing with you. Honestly, that came out of nowhere.
I know you got mad about me talking about your family and shit.
But also, bro, you need to stop hiring a bunch of goofballs, bro. Them guys are faking it, bro.
Who's the goofball that works here?
Bro, the light-skinned guy, fucking, what's his name? He said, I hit him up in DM. He said, I'm not just no podcaster.
Almighty suspect,
okay. Yeah. He said, I'm not just a podcaster. I make money in the street. I said, okay, so, all right, let's go toe-to-toe. Let's see what's up. Let's see how much money you're making or something.
This man said, oh, you think I'm just a podcaster? Oh, man, I'm like, you're a wannabe. He posts me on his story. I'm like, oh, so you want clout. All right, whatever. You don't you don't make money. People that make money and got it like
don't
that.
Post don't post on story.
Don't post direct messages on their story. Like,
oh, the Island Boys.
When we're trying to talk about money, like, show me you making money. Like, bro, that's the problem. And that's why you keep fighting with all these people that your coworkers. It's because, bro, they're cornballs, bro. They're lames, dude.
I mean, I don't blame you. You're in LA. You're around a lot of fake people.
You think South Florida is a lot better in that regard?
South Florida probably got a little bit more solid people.
Maybe. I mean, we are in the center of, like, Hollywood and the whole entertainment business.
Yeah, but, bro, a bunch of actors. Every time I've been around LA, the vibes I get out of people that, like, I love LA. It good vibes, but the people in LA, they got fake vibes.
And, bro, every time, and I know they be lying to people because every time they talk about my brother and I, they always talk about nonsense. Like, they have hate in their heart
and they got nothing to talk about.
Don't you got a job to do? Like, the fuck are you talking bad about? It's like, just say, talk about the subject and don't talk about nothing else. Oh, fuck them boys. They're tatted all over their face. Who gives a fuck? Like, who gives a fuck? We're all tatted in our face. Like,
why does he have a bird right here?
Like, come on,
it's
bro.
It's my body. Bro, that shit lame, bro.
But I don't feel like anybody really cares about the tattoo thing. And even, like, the blood thing seems kind of old now and everything when you compare it to the whole making out thing. I feel like that's going to really be the thing for a long time going forward, that probably nobody else is going to talk about anything else regarding you guys, and they're just going to talk about the making out thing.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Sorry. Well, hey, live your truth.
Is it the same way your girl got fucked by Jason?
Maybe to an extent, but it feels like some of the hype around that is already kind of wearing off. Whereas I feel like you guys making out, that just seems like a perennial seller. We're just going to be talking about that forever.
But Jason is not Jason's not really a hood black guy.
No, he's not.
He's more like a calm black guy. So, like, for him to talk bad about you is kind of funny.
Yeah, you don't got to act gangster, Adam.
I do agree it's kind of funny. But to defend his hood credentials, he does have a book out now about his younger days in the streets, and I have not read it, but there's a pile of cocaine on the cover, and he misspelled the state that he is from. Louisiana is spelled wrong on the cover. Not to rub salt in the wound or anything. Obviously, that is kind of, you know, it's its own thing, but I'm saying he appears to have some kind of street resume.
Okay, I've done cocaine, I've done Percocets, I've done Xanax, I've done it all.
I kind of assumed that he was selling it and not just doing it.
No, but in all honesty, he should thank you, though.
That is true, yeah. We kind of gave him the craziest career boost that he'll probably ever have, yeah.
Yeah, but he was driving a Lamborghini Urus before he fucked with us.
He does porn, right?
He does, yeah. He was a very well-known porn star, but at the same time, I know he made six figures off of the scene, so. Anyway, really, so there was a video that came out yesterday of Fly Soulja saying that he is, in fact, a homosexual and that he is a top. Now, can we get some confirmation on that?
Yeah, I'm only gay sometimes.
So you're bisexual?
I'm just kidding. No, what's it called? No, I'm not bisexual. I was just on live just trolling and stuff like that. It just, I be in my trolling mood. I be geeking.
I'm a top, too.
But yeah, you know I'm a top. Anytime someone says I'm a bottom, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. If anything, everyone's sucking my dick. I ain't sucking no dick.
What? So you're saying that you would never get bent over and let somebody rummage around in your asshole? That's totally off the table?
No, I'm not. No. Whoa. You're not listening to me. I'm saying before anything, I'm the first one to get top. So I'm a top.
But in the gay community, being a top means that you are the one supplying the dick into the other man's ass.
If you haven't seen my dick yet, it's about 7 inches long, and I'm skinny. I'm a skinny, tatted, long dick ass nigga. So if I'm fucking shit, I'm fucking shit. That's me, bro. You feel me?
Wow, seven's pretty good for a white boy or a Cuban. You know, seven's pretty good.
Cubans are average to have
Cubans have average big dick size for Caribbean.
Okay, I didn't even know that. That's dope.
We'll search it up. It's bigger than Americans.
Really? Wow. That's good information for me to have. Okay, so the gay thing was a joke.
What's your Democratic background? You're crazy.
Oh, so you think I'm Illuminati?
I don't believe in your Democratic background. I believe in it that you had a Democratic family. I think that are you a Democrat?
I've voted Democrat throughout my life.
Oh, you're really, really, really.
Well,
really,
you're a DeSantis guy.
So you're a Biden supporter.
I am a Biden supporter.
I wish I could slap the fuck out of you.
Well, wow, who are you voting for and why? I would love to hear this.
Bro, Trump. Bro, we need a leader, bro.
You just made me cringe so hard.
What do you like about Trump?
Hey, just a leader, bro. He's the type of person to make America great again, bro. He says what he's going to do, he's going to do it. We don't need no puppet.
Yo, Biden, Sleepy Biden needs to go away. Trump is way better, dog.
The name is Sleepy Joe, for the record.
And you got to understand, bro, Trump, he helped Sleepy a lot of blacks get out of jail.
Yeah, like a handful of them that he pardoned.
Biden claims he helps black people. He doesn't help nobody. He doesn't help nobody that goes to prison. He doesn't help anyone. It took a month to let that one basketball player looking bitch.
He's not helping nobody. If anything, he needs help walking back to the White House.
That is true. Yeah. His brain is falling apart. Let's not get that twisted. But okay, would you guys do OnlyFans content with Brittany Griner?
What?
Would you do OnlyFans content with Brittany Griner? She has no tits.
That's a tall bitch.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
her bitch status is kind of in question, right?
She's gonna have to lay on the fucking ground or something like that. I'm not gonna lie, Lita's older, but I'd fuck her. I'd fuck Lita too.
Really? 32? That's not too old for you?
No, I'll do it.
That's older than what I usually get with, but I'd fuck her.
She's sexy.
I mean, if she ever gets addicted to perks and ends up sleeping under a bridge or something, you might have a shot.
Well, We stay at a 10,000.
Well, if you don't cock block me,
yeah,
I'll be cock blocking you even when she's smoking perks under the bridge. Okay,
start doing that.
What about the video that 1090 Jake put out where you guys are getting arrested? 1090
Jake is a fucking informant.
Is he an informant? In what way?
Wait, hold on. He got tattoos on his skin to pretend he's a gangster. He's a federal informant. He's a white boy blood.
Jason Love, a loser, fuck your girl, but you wouldn't let the Island Boys fuck your girl?
Jason Love is not a loser in the sense that, you know, he's successful at his chosen profession, and I'm pretty sure he's never shot porn with any of his family members. But anyway, why are you saying 1090 Jake is a fake? He's a real blood.
All right, well, that's why your hairline's fucked up.
My hairline's great. I got multiple surgeries on it. You're probably going to have to do it at some point, too.
Remember, he was bald-headed. He was skinhead.
I don't give a fuck. That shit's fucked. He used to look like an Aryan Brotherhood.
So what about the video that 1090 Jake put out of you guys allegedly getting arrested for beating up your girl, and then you're kind of trying to get put into PC while you're getting locked up?
You're talking about me.
Yes, you. Yeah, it was you. I forgot. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Bro, 1090, bro, he's a federal informant. Why do you care about what he says?
He's got a pretty good reputation in hip-hop for exposing people.
I don't give a fuck what reputation he has.
Not right now.
Bro, you know what? You know what 1090 is for? Bro, he's the type of person to make everybody hurt each other. He's the type of person to say, this person done this, this person done this. Oh, he's known as the rat. Let me go kill him now.
Bro, Autumn Doozy talks about,
he got bullied in prison. So when he came out, he decided to do paperwork. He does what you call okay paperwork in people's eyes.
He talks about they snitch, especially their past life and stuff like that. Like back in the day when they learned, okay, they might not snitch no more. They learned from snitching one time, right? They made a mistake. But all them dudes, some of them are living like that. And
that's what I'm saying.
And they'll catch them.
But he just wants rappers to get a bad reputation and get killed for ratting. Who does that?
Okay, if somebody is ratting, what is wrong with him making YouTube videos exposing the truth?
Why is he showing paperwork of people complaining about correctional officers and stuff like that? Okay, yeah, bro. For example, like with Kodak, he had a problem with a correctional officer because they were treating him badly, poorly in prison. And he's calling him a snitch. He just wants Kodak to get a bad reputation. For example, if someone said, hey, look, that wasn't my gun, that does not mean that they're snitchy. You feel me? Then you're trying to put the snitch reputation on him. But nobody seems to talk about him.
But all Jake can do is put information out there. So if it's a rapper getting arrested and he says it's not my gun, all he can do is put that information out there for the streets to make their judgment call. Now, as far as what Jake actually did, he waited years after he got released from prison, and then he did like an expose to basically show the extent to which, you know, weapons and contraband were being allowed to stay in the jails and everything, which to me is him kind of looking out for the other prisoners. I mean, all the prisoners would like to live in a jail where there were no weapons, right? Ideally.
None of those guys you talked about are in prison.
Wait, can I ask you a question? If 1090 Jake was to catch, if 1090 Jake was to catch a RICO, a racketeering charge, gets picked up by the feds, and he's with a whole gang, he's not snitching, and they tell him that he has to do life?
From everything I've seen of him, no, I don't think he would.
How much time did he do? 2 years?
I'm not exactly sure.
Four? That's it? You don't know?
I don't know. How
it was only like four.
Bro, give someone like they're snitching. That's all I gotta say. White boy is snitching. Bro, 1090, if he was locked up in any type of prison, he is so white that you're tanning him.
He is so white that you know if you slap him, they won't even slap him because his skin will turn pink and they'll get in trouble. They don't want to go to confinement from slapping.
He doesn't know about that.
You don't know about that.
Being white is hard. And your face turning pink after somebody slaps you is just one of the many struggles that we deal with.
I'm not saying that.
In jail, when you're that white and you get hit in your face and you have a red mark, that's automatically like you got beat on. So the COs have to come and ask who beat you up.
Well, okay. Let's defer to the gang expert in the YNW Melly trial. Now, Jake is denying this, but he said that 1090 Jake is one of the most high ranking bloods in the Florida Bloods world, which to me, I have no reason not to believe that. I'm thinking maybe 1090 Jake is scarier than I thought.
Pause. The detective that wore the ski mask that said me and him are fake bloods?
You're talking about a detective that has a horrible reputation for putting people in jail for no reason?
For no reason? That detective?
Well, that is what I'm talking about, yes.
Do your research on him. That guy's terrible. Danny Polo. Do your research on him.
Danny Polo, yeah. 1090 exposed him. He put his face out there.
That detective, all he wants to do is go after, he's a hip-hop police. He wants to go after people.
That's not a good guy.
That have a reputation. Me and him, we want nothing to do with that detective.
I don't want nothing to do with him.
He can think I don't want nothing to do with him. He's a phony. He's a lame. I heard he's going to Chicago. He needs to leave.
I heard they got contracts on his head, yeah.
Yeah, but he needs to leave.
I don't know what they got on him, but he's a horrible detective. Why are you going after rappers that are just trying to be rappers?
And why are you naming other people that had nothing to do with it?
Once you become a rapper, you are no longer trying to be a gang member. You are no longer trying to be anything. You're a rapper.
Okay.
You cannot be a gang member because you go to jail.
So, Red, can I get a final statement on this, though? Why were you asking to go to PC?
I wasn't asking to go to PC. They were cutting the camera. They didn't even show when they slammed me on the ground because I told the cop he need lip fillers, bitch. And I told the cop that I'm rich. You see my Corvette?
Right.
So they slammed me on the floor. They didn't even show that part when they did that. They're being corrupted. And then I didn't ask to go to PC. The sergeant came out. He's a bald guy, short, Chico sergeant. He came out and goes like, oh, he's the island boy. They already knew who I already was. And they said, we're going to put him in the room by himself. That's why after the video, I made a joke. I said, so when every rapper comes in, which might not be true because every rapper doesn't look like me.
Boosie went to PC.
Yeah,
Kodak went to PC. 6ix9ine's been in PC. Almost every rapper.
YNW Melly's in PC right now. I was in the same jail as him.
He's in the A floor.
If you have a high status and you get,
hey, was I not in the jail phone? And did I not ask the correctional officer? I'm like, yo, please put me in general population.
Yes.
And it was literally deteriorating my mental health.
Let me tell you something. With all the tattoos that I had, Adam, when I was locked up in Miami-Dade, and I was all in the
general population.
I was in general population before I was an island boy. I don't give a fuck about being around other men.
Yeah,
I don't give two fucks. Yeah. I was in juvenile. I was in county, and I was in the highest floor in Miami-Dade. I don't give two fucks about being in the population. Hold on. But let me just say one thing about risking my life, my safety, or something like that, because I'm known or something like that. You never know. Someone could go right behind you and could just. You feel me?
And not only that, I went to court, and all them dudes loved me.
Am I lying though?
I mean, to me, going to PC does seem like kind of a reasonable decision. I just know you guys have this whole gangster background and stuff, so some people wanted some clarification.
Do you think?
I didn't want to go.
Okay, do you think, and this is on me, do you think that if I wasn't an island boy and I still had all the tattoos and I acted the same way, do you think I would go to PC? No.
Probably not. You'd just be a regular guy, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. All these people, they know who we are. World, everyone knows who we are.
The whole building was the whole building talked about me more than YW Melly.
Remember,
I'm in the same building as Melly.
You gotta understand, if you're known and you go into a jail, especially in your hometown, you're gonna walk in. The correction officer's gonna they're gonna say who's in there. So they're ready to sharpen their whatever, you feel me?
And CEO literally said, when you gotta do the coffin drop and get naked, the CEO literally said, he goes like, oh, you're bigger than YW Melly. Because right. they had to do intake for him.
Damn.
They're like, yo, he's in the A floor right now. He does 24 hours in the cell for 5 years.
Insane. And now they're gonna try him again.
I don't know what happens.
Shit's evil. Okay. But so what else do you guys have coming? Is music on the back burner now? Are you just focused on the OnlyFans incest thing or what's going on?
Yeah, we're gonna work on music. We gotta figure out the music part. I mean, you feel me? Like, there's people out here making music on us and they're trending. So the music is definitely gonna be a thing. You understand what I'm saying? So like, definitely gonna be a thing.
I got so much music saved up that I got like 1,000 songs saved up.
And the more you wait, the better, you feel me? So, and I'm just getting better at music. I'm just working on my craft and that's all.
Look at 6ix9ine, it took three years and only made 2 songs.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Are you guys down to kiss right now?
No. Yo, what are you talking about?
It's only when you're in the mood?
Right.
I just figured it would be a good, appropriate ending to this Zoom call.
Yo, you're looking funny.
Okay. I guess you guys ain't really about this zesty life like I thought you were.
Come on. I'm zesty as fuck, dude.
Okay. Good luck with everything that you guys have going, and let me know when you want to come out to LA and sit down again.
How much did you pay for your hair follicles?
Shit, damn near like 15K, 18K, I think, when you include both surgeries.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and as long as you guys keep having your hair up, twisted up like that and shit, it's putting stress on your hairline. You might not be worrying about it right now, but by the time you hit 30, especially if you keep smoking meth and shit, that shit gonna be falling out.
You don't smoke meth.
You smoke meth.
I don't smoke. Well, I did some meth one time, but no.
We've never done that.
Well, you got to get on it. You're going to love it. All right. I appreciate you. Shout out to the Island Boys. Keep it zesty. We out.